Okay, finally live and everything. Good, very good. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. Wow, that felt weird saying that for the very first time. Live and everything, because it is the economy, stupid. It is the economy. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce myself? I am the owner, president, and CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC. And I am the one doing these podcasts of It's the Economy, Stupid. Yes. Ain't it interesting that this is going on? So, what is this podcast about? This podcast is about domestic economic affairs. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is why is it that we are running to the government to have something legal, when by the law of economics, it's already legal. It's just do it. Let me backtrack a bit. There is a law of politics. There is a law of politics. However, there is, excuse me. There are three laws that create this law of politics, and they are government, economics, and religion. They all three do it. They all three compose this law of politics. Law of politics is not just government, although everyone harps on government because they think that government runs the roost, when in fact it is not so. Government doesn't run the roost. They all three do. They all three must. In fact, all three have acquired their own duties and responsibilities, and don't snicker, please. Be grown up. And what they perform is very different from each other. However, they also synchronize with each other. So, the law of government. What composes the law of government? Well, in the law of government, there are three forms of government. There is the law of republic, there is the law of democracy, and there is the law of totalitarianism. Yes, those three laws compose the law of government. And I know you might be saying, I thought a republic or and a democracy were the same thing. They're not. They're two totally different concepts. But with religion is a little bit more sketchy. Is a little bit more sketchy. Because with the law of religion, there's a lot more integral components. It's not like the law of government or the law of economics, where there are three laws creating it. There's a whole lot more. And yet there's a whole lot less. It's quite true. In fact, the law of religion hinges on two concepts, two laws, actually, not three. Two. The second law, I'll start with the second law. The second law is one is, I gotta make sure I word this correctly. Perform unto one's neighbor as one would perform unto oneself. think about that. Now, hold it. I know people are thinking, oh my gosh, is he thinking what I think? Please, control yourselves. We're being adults here. I didn't define it that way. I did not. There are certain lines you don't cross with your neighbor. That's one of them. Well, I guess in today's world, it's a free-for-all. And folks, before anyone gets on my case, I know this country is not a theocratic country, even though people act like it is. It's not. People think it's a democratic country, and it's not. It's a republic country. Want to know that. It is a republic country, mind you. It's not a democracy. It's not a theocracy. It's not a totalitarianism. It's a... Well, democracy and theocracy, they kind of go hand in hand a bit. So does theocracy with totalitarianism. Yeah, you gotta watch it with that. But, we're a republic. This country is a republic, so I just want to make that clear. But with the law of, as I said, the law of religion, it is difficult to explain. Even I'm having trouble explaining it. But anyway, it's the economy, stupid, hinges on the law of economics, which we concentrate here. Which there are three laws that create the law of economics, and that's the law of the entrepreneur, the law of the laborer, and the law of the consumer. All three laws create the law of economics. And before any consumer thinks that in the law of the consumer, that the consumer is 100% correct, let me stop you there. You're not. Let me say that a little bit more direct. You're not. You are not 100% correct. Make that quite clear to you. You're not. Neither is the laborer, neither is the entrepreneur. So this fallacy that, oh my gosh, the consumer is 100% correct. Please, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get over it. Or better yet, locate the nearest body of water and take a swim. And if you can't swim, swim like a rock to the bottom. Law of economics for you. In fact, that is the slogan. That's the slogan for the law of economics. Is if you can't handle it, take a swim. And you can't, swim like a rock. It's harsh. It truly is. It's harsh. The law of economics is the most amoral of the three. I always say that government is the most immoral and religion is the most moral. I've had someone say, you might want to change those two. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know if government would be the most moral. I don't think so, no. Yeah. But economics is the most amoral of them all. It's what you make of it. So, on here, there will be podcasts of what you can and, you know, what is expected and what isn't expected in the law of economics. There will be people on here who are not just entrepreneurs, but also laborers as well. We specifically want labor union people as well. Hey, saying laborer does not define that you cut everybody out. Within the law of economics, laborer is defined as labor union and non-labor union. So, oh yeah. And if you don't think that's a great idea, well, guess what? Law of economics is tough. very tough, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to excuse my left eye here, folks. You'll have to excuse my left eye because of the season. Ooh, keep that out of there. Sorry, folks. It's a bit casual here at the office. Bit casual. The writing that you saw there, not the sponsor, although we do. Since it is the economy, it's the economy, stupid. We do accept sponsors and we do accept advertisements for this. So, and you can go to Lincoln Ledger LLC, the parent company that handles this sector. Yes, it's a sector of the parent company, and you can go there and you can go to the website and go to our propaganda department. They're the ones who handle it. Yes, I know. That's another thing we need to get. We need to return to its original definition. And here's the thing, is that the reason why we don't say propaganda anymore is because of Hitler. That's why. And the reason why, and it's not really Hitler, it's because of the progressives and liberals in this country that wanted to that have decided to destroy. And I know I'm getting on this tangent here, but in order for us to return to the days of old, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to return to the days of old, where we finally realize and recognize the potential of these definitions, of these terms through their definitions, we will never, ever return to a roaring economy. And yeah, that defines that we're going to be talking about terms here that people will find offensive. The law of economics don't care about your feelings. Grow some thick skin. Law of economics don't care. Law of economics don't even care about my feelings. It's the truth. Truth will set you free, as they say. It's a fact. And John Adams said it best, facts are stubborn things. Yes, he's my favorite president, okay? Shut up. So. Yeah. What the world is going? Sorry. Oh. But yeah, that's what we wanted. Oh, and by the way, to answer your question, we got some chats here of why am I so close to the camera? Because I enjoy my face. Don't you enjoy it? I know, bad joke, I know. But hey, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? So yellow? Must be the lighting. And Homer Simpson? Boom! But yeah, that's what it is. So, and not only are we streaming to Twitch here for the very first time, for this podcast, which we're putting out for free. This company is putting out for free. We are asking for sponsors and advertisements. We are doing that live and all. So again, you can talk to them. We've got the website and all. They'll take you to a website where you can purchase that. Oh, do we have the... I'll have to make sure about that. Because we do. I think we do. Try to think. Trying to make sure we do. But... sorry. When you're the owner, president, and CEO of a company, your brain just goes, what in the world did I get myself into? help me. But yeah, but that's what we're going to be. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a labor union leader, if you're just a laborer, if you are a consumer, come on board. We'll have you on. You can, I don't know. Do we have that link out there? I'm not for sure if we have that link out there or not, to where you can make an appointment to be on this podcast. So we do have that set up to where you can make an appointment to be on this podcast, but yeah, that's what you can do. So thank you very much for watching this little snippet of a podcast, our first ever, mind you. So yeah, dun dun dun. It's great, and there will be more to come and everything. Pondering if we want people to call in. That's a great idea. That might be a great idea. I don't know. We might just stick to guests. I'm not for sure, but we'll see. Anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I am the owner, president, and CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC, doing It's the Economy, Stupid. It'll either be me or the person who actually runs this Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute that runs this sector. Either that person or myself will be doing these podcasts. Depends upon the day, depends on who's available, or who knows, it might be someone down on the food chain, because that's the law of economics. There is a food chain. There is a food chain, folks. Again, it's the most amoral. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Clair County. Good night from Illinois, and good night, everybody.